So now it's the turn for Sister Mariam from Boston to come forward and read the poem. So, but before I invite her, let's say, Labbaik Ya Hussein!
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 1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
Mariam, with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamualaikum everybody. I want to thank you all for coming out today. I know we all have busy schedules, but this is a very important issue. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tears of blood cries my brother. Tears of blood cries my sister. Tears of blood cries my mother. Tears of blood cries my father. I did not know any of their names, but it doesn't matter, because all I remember is the sound of the gunpowder clatter. Turn on the TV. Not a word about this oppression. Change the channel. Not one talk about the depression. Labbaik Ya Hussein, Labbaik Ya Hussein is all I hear. But when it comes to serving our master, why are you in fear? Excuses, excuses. Our selfish cries are more worse than when Fox News lies. You either support the oppressed or not, because on the day of judgment by God Almighty, you will be caught. Hundreds of martyrs made within days. In Gilgit, little kids watch their fathers get murdered in different ways. And we just sit here. We sit here drinking our Starbucks murder chinos, driving expensive cars, and we still don't understand. We still don't understand that not only does our money destroy the Palestinian land, but it supports the taghuts, the creeps in their suits, who killed the Shia and those who support them. But to us, what does it matter? Because we never heard the sound of the gunpowder clatter. We never heard those lies. We never heard those cries. The media won't stop telling us so many lies. So all we can imagine are the cries, and all we can hear are the lies.
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
We see this country of ours going through so much pain. We can't make a difference, some begin to proclaim. And don't call yourself a lover of humanity with this kind of attitude. The people who gave up their lives did this for Hussein alayhi salam and with gratitude. I'm just speaking the truth. If you don't like what I'm saying, go hide in that telephone booth. We gotta do more than pray and speak. As free people, it's our duty. Get up on your feet. So we'll sit here and we'll speak, but we're too scared to get up on our feet. While the shaheeds keep on growing and growing. I hope you know these murderers aren't easy going. I'm filled up with rage. Ya Allah, give me sabr while I'm standing on the stage. But I can't bear to look at those who don't care about the mazloom. So stop acting so fake, calling me extreme. Please don't assume I told you. I just do this for the mazloom. For the mazloom, I cry. I swear for the mazloom, I will die. 150 eyes pulled out from their sockets. Nothing left of the shaheeds, not even a locket. Trapped in this town with no food or light. The streets are covered in bodies, it's like a bomb site. No mercy is all I see online. And I pray and cry to only the divine. In and out the city do the people stay trapped. No coverage from the media, in the lies they stay wrapped. Kafir, kafir, Shia kafir is what the ignorant state. There's so much corruption and for the Messiah we wait. But wait, we will, and protest many won't. You'll sit in your house and speak out, you don't. And silence is a war crime, didn't you hear? But isn't should fear? And to you, Mr. Zardari, why is it that all you know is how to spend? You spend so much, your country is about to end. But we will always remain strong through the propaganda, the lies, the killing, and the wrong. The people of Pakistan, their hopes will never shatter, because they will always remember the sound of the gunpowder clatter.
Very good job, wonderful job, Maryam. She's a sister, Maryam from Boston. Please say a loud salawat, another loud salawat for Maryam from Boston.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The nation that has youth like this with these ideas and the followers like all of you, mashallah, who are ready to stand for the sake of justice and not allow any kind of injustice go away, this kind of nation can never be killed. We want to make this message understood, and this is the barakat of the blood of the shohada.